greet you, and we greet all who are here, and we greet those who change and make changes in their life. Remember now, each soul calls to all of the other souls that it has known through the centuries of time. That does not mean you are always connected. Just know that at spring, and as you go through the cycle of the year, you call in people that are to be with you. So let us say that here you are, and it is time, and you have a baby, and you have this adorable soul that has chosen you as a mother or a father. And each person must remember, these souls choose you, and you agree, and you do reach out and agree to be father, mother to these souls. You say, oh, I didn't agree to this one. He's very difficult, or she's very difficult. But yes, you did. And it is to help you learn compassion and growth. For always having children create growth, even though you may not exactly plan that, that's what happens. So let us say you have an issue with choosing how you want to live. A baby will change that. It will cause you to stop and re-examine. And you always have choice. You may say, this is not going to work. I am not going to be able to give this child what I want. And you decide to let it go into an adoption. I want to bring this up to you souls out there that have adopted little people. It is because your heart is open, and you use that time with that soul that is given to you, literally. For in the spirit of adoption is compassion. And so remember that. Remind your little soul that you acquire to be compassionate to people, for it has learned already that life is challenging. Even if it's only 2 or 3 days old, it knows in its heart that it has to search for and ask for people who will love it. So this is very important. Adoption of children, bringing about a sense of well-being to the souls that you acquire. So whether you have a soul that comes into you, or if you go and say, I'm ready, and adopt a child, these souls are part of your gathering. For every soul has a group of people it belongs to, a group of souls, and it is always searching for those souls to have compassion and love. That is our work. That is who you are, giving compassion and love to however the child arrives. It does not matter. It matters most is that you give them the understanding and the growth, not only for that soul, but for your own. You will find yourself standing back and saying, well, this has certainly been an adventure. When you turn into your late 80s, you will look back and laugh and say, oh, my, raising children was quite an adventure. Well, you learned a lot, and that's what it's all about. The journey of souls, meeting souls, and going forward. Truly our blessings as you go into this springtime. Open your heart up and see how things change. And look at the little people and have compassion. Our blessings.